Oh, hi, Drew. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine. How's the weather out there?
It's good. I'm actually down in Nashville right now, and it is beautiful today. It's about 70 degrees Fahrenheit down here, I guess they were saying. So
Wow, and for you.
20 degrees. Yeah, it's awesome.
We're CJMQ, and today we're interviewing Canadian country artist Drew Gregory. You're from Standard, Alberta. Right now, I know you're in Nashville. So tell us about yourself. I was reading a little bit about your biography.
Just have been doing the, well, put a CD out here, I guess, just about 2 years ago now, and just kind of didn't have much direction where we were going on it, and finally got a manager here, Angie Morris with Seroma Entertainment. We kind of got some idea of where we want to go, and we're putting three singles out. The first one's just out now, and trying to make a go of this music career, I guess.
That's great. Now, your single, Lay It All Out There, that's the first single from your album.
I was actually just wanted to come out with a real fast kind of paced song, so it's got a good message in it, I guess, and everything too. It was pretty cool. I actually wrote that before I came down to Nashville for the very first time about 4 years ago, and also got to sing that song here. They asked me at my hometown the graduation. They asked me to be the guest speaker there this year, and get to sing that song for them. So that was pretty exciting too.
That must have been pretty exciting. Now, your new album, Country Hurricane, is that the name of it?
It is, yeah. That's the one that's actually, like I said, it has been out for for a while now. Now we're just putting the singles out now, but yeah, it's on. That song is on that album.
So that's very exciting. So I was reading, you went to university and you studied geomatics. You went and worked in the field, I guess, and found out that wasn't your passion.
Yeah, no, it wasn't for me. We got a farm back home too, and I kind of just to get away from that, went into Calgary there to SAIT and did that for 2 years. And yeah, when I started working on that, it just really wasn't for me. I wasn't happy, so I ended up going to Australia for half a year. Just did some backpacking and came back and ended up kind of working on the farm and around home, and give me a lot more time to work on my music. So started that, and then started taking that a little more seriously too. So it's going really good so far. I mean, I'm loving doing it, that's for sure. Never thought 4 years ago I'd be down here in Nashville doing what I'm doing. So it's pretty
No,
crazy.
that's pretty wonderful. Now, and it's not your first trip to Nashville, right?
It's not. This is actually the fourth winter I've come down. Like I said, we farm at home there too, so don't have any cows or anything like that. So in the winter, I get a little bit of time to come down and do a bunch of songwriting. And we're working on a new album. Hopefully, that we'll have out kind of early next year. So we got a lot of time to work on it. But just starting to do a lot of the songwriting for it, and also meeting publishers and looking for songs, and just trying to create a really good album.
That sounds great. Now you do a lot of networking, I guess, in Nashville. It's a pretty exciting place to be in for the music business.
It is, and there's actually an incredible Canadian community down here, which is really cool. Once they find out you're from Canada, they try to help you out with their connections, and now I'm starting to get the connections where new Canadians are coming down and trying to do the same for them, try to help them, and just how everybody helps each other when they find out that's where you're from. It's really awesome to be down here amongst all a bunch of other Canadians. You don't feel so lonely, kind of thing.
That's really nice. I didn't know that. Now you got
Yeah.
kind of a break because your sister works for a recording company.
Yeah, she manages a studio in Calgary there, so that's we recorded our first little demo thing there, and that kind of took off. That was kind of the first point where I realized maybe I could do this for try to make a living out of this. So yeah, she's been great my whole career. She's always there giving me great advice, and she's can obviously trust her more than anybody, kind of thing. So if I'm not sure what to do, she's always kind of my first call to figure things out. So she's been amazing.
That's really nice too. Now, you won a prize, I guess you won for original song, and the song
Yeah.
was the title track off the album Country Hurricane, and that must have been pretty exciting.
It was great. That's the Ranchman's thing in Calgary there. They put on a big competition, and got down to the top six, I guess, or whatever. And there was a first place, a second place, and then there was the best original song. And besides the money, I mean, it was more money first and second place, but I think it was the best prize to win. Something I sat down in my basement and wrote. Somebody recognized enough to give me a prize for it, kind of thing. So held another step along the way where I thought maybe this is what I should be doing, kind of thing.
Very encouraging. Yeah. Now, I know you toured a lot around the area this summer in Alberta, I guess you are. Now you're planning on shooting a video too. So tell us about that.
I think so. That's we're thinking about it for the Country Hurricane. I mean, obviously the budget is a thing too. So we're trying to work around that while we're working on a new CD. But yeah, the playing is where the funding is coming from, and I mean, it's not a bad way to make money either, because I mean, that's what I'm doing. I love to do it, kind of thing. So, yeah, just trying to get out and play a lot more, and you know, even further out than Alberta this year. On the way back from Nashville here, we're doing a little radio tour, kind of thing, and trying to stop at a bunch more spots, spread out a little bit more, kind of thing. So, yeah, the more we can play, the more we can have a chance to do things like videos and more albums and stuff like that, and just try to keep it going.
Sounds very exciting. Sounds like you're really getting your career off to a full start there.
I hope so, yeah. It's, hopefully we're taking all the right steps. I mean, you never know. You got to live and learn a little bit. But, yeah, so far, so good for sure.
Now, if somebody wants to purchase the album or a single and find out a bit more about you, tell us about your website and how we can get there.
Yeah, it's www.drewgregorymusic.com, and that will have any links to our Facebook and our Twitter, and then also to the iTunes and Amazon and wherever else you can purchase it. We're working on getting a CD on that, so you can actually get a hard copy right from the site too. But for right now, hard copies just is wherever I'm playing. I mean, you can come out to the shows, I'll always have them there. But trying to get it so everybody can get a hold of the hard copy too. So yeah, DrewGregoryMusic.com. You can find everything there.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Drew?
I don't think so. Just thank you very much for having me on, and thanks everybody that keeps listening and supporting me and letting me do this for a living. It's great.
Well, thank you, and all the best in your career.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.